A former New Hampshire State Supreme Court Chief Justice is on a mission, visiting schools around New England to talk about the darkest time in his life. He usually ends up hearing from students about some of their dark times, too. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports on his effort to inspire the next generation to change the culture around mental illness.
During a recent visit to Salem, New Hampshire High School, hundreds of students intently listened as former Chief Justice John Broderick talked about his oldest son.
He was a really talented artist, and so he spent a lot of time in his room with the door closed at his desk drawing. Today, I would describe it as withdrawing.
That withdrawing, Broderick says, was the first sign something was wrong. But his family didn't know much about mental health, so they let it go. In college, Broderick's son began drinking heavily. When his son moved back home to go to graduate school, he was drinking daily. And addiction specialists urged Broderick and his wife to kick their son out.
It was the hardest decision we ever made and the worst decision. But it was well-intended, but it was absolutely the wrong choice.
After a few weeks, Broderick let his son move back home, but he believes the time spent on the streets exacerbated his son's illness, and eventually his son erupted. Although Broderick doesn't recall the details, his son attacked him in his sleep.
And so one night, he assaulted me. I went to the intensive care unit at the Elliott Hospital. I was there 6 or 8 days. I have no memory of that. My handsome, funny, talented, master's-educated son was arraigned in a public courtroom, issued an orange jumpsuit, and went to the Valley Street Jail.
His son ended up serving 3 years in prison, and Broderick lived in fear, questioning whether to leave his job to keep his son safe.
20 to 25% of my day job was hearing appeals from the very population with whom my son would now be living. I wasn't really popular at the state prison. That'll keep you up at night, by the way.
But jail marked the first time that his son's mental illness was diagnosed and treated.
And he said to me, "Dad, I feel so different." He said, "I haven't felt like this, Dad, since I was a kid. I can sleep through the night. I'm focused, Dad. My mind's not racing anymore." And when he told us that night, I knew that we had failed him. I was the parent. I should have known something about mental illness.
To help others know something about mental illness, Broderick has addressed more than 200 groups over the past 2 years as part of a campaign called Change Direction. He wants people to be as familiar with the signs of mental illness as they are with the signs of physical illnesses, such as heart attacks or strokes. The students in Salem who wait to talk with Broderick appear to know something about mental health. They share stories about themselves, their families. One young man talks about a friend's suicide.
A friend of ours, he passed away a year ago Saturday, took his own life, and the whole time I was listening to your story.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't stop thinking about him, so.
Well, you want to know something? That young man didn't ask for that problem. And, you know, if you, as my generation, missed the boat, if your generation says, "Hey, enough of this nonsense, we'll start talking about it."
Another student weeps and embraces Broderick.
What grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to thank you because your message is so important. And I think it's really important for people to, like, understand that people are, like, suffering. Like, it's not okay.
Are you suffering? Are you seeing somebody? Getting help? Good for you, by the way. And you should feel zero shame. Seriously. Okay, so stick with the program.
Broderick believes this upcoming generation is the least judgmental in history, and he hopes he's making a difference by inspiring change.
It's the single most important thing I've ever done. It's acutely personal, and people share their stories with me that they would never share with me because I've been a judge, or they don't care. What they care about is this guy will understand, and he's advocating for people like me. And so before we strap a gun on the math teacher, you know, I think we need to do a lot. If I could speak every single day to a different high school, I would do it.
Broderick has spoken at more than 75 New Hampshire schools, and he's talking with officials in other New England states as well. His son is doing well. Broderick says he hasn't touched alcohol since before he went to prison, and his son is now married with a 9-year-old daughter. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.